when I was captured under them.
They put you and your family on a train to Auschwitz.
Oh, I begged them to jump. They thought they were going to a resort.
They thought they were going to a resort.
That's right.
And you knew.
I know. I said, they're going to kill you. The religion caused so many problems, you have no idea.
So you decided to jump from the train.
I said, I'm jumping. I said to myself, if I have to get killed by a bullet, but I don't want to go to the gas chamber. He said, son, God shall help you. I said, what I got to lose? I don't want to be killed. Whoever was on the train, nobody came out alive. The boxcar, it was wired up. So one guy get a little plier. He cut wires. I was the first one. And he told me, when you jump, don't jump backward. Jump forward. Snow was about so high. I couldn't get hurt, you know what I mean? I had boots. One guy wanted to offer me bread. I said, no, I'm not selling. I wore the boots until 2nd of May 1945. You think you could have socks?
No.
But I was a tailor. I'd find some pieces. I stayed 1 year underground with another 3 boys. We thought the war would be over.
Okay, you were living in a forest.
Underground.
Underground. Once you jumped off that train, then what happens to you?
When I jumped out, I start walking. We were walking, and I said to these guys, I said, I will walk close where I used to live. We walked, I think, 6 or 8 or 10 hours. And we walked, forest, a lot of forest. And I find the village. And from the village, I figure I know who used to take a tailor for 2 weeks to make up clothes. And I went to this guy, the farmer, I recognized my father used to make clothes. Are you alive? They told everybody, you know, he's already killed. He lived about 7 or 8 kilometers from his village. He had 60 or 80 acres. In Poland was a lot, flat, good wheatland. One boy had $3 $20 gold pieces. I gave him the 3 pieces. I said, you got to help us. I know you cannot keep us in the house. I need a shovel. I need a hatchet. Whatever you can give me. He said, you come middle of the night. He said, I will try to give you food, whatever. I cannot keep you in the house. If they find out you hide our Jews, they put a farmer in the camp. And by the trees, he told me, that is east, that is north. He told me all about. I used to come every night and pick up food.
How long did you live in the forest?
I would say close to a year.
That's just
amazing. I never dreamed I will survive.
Yeah.
40 below. It was getting closer to Easter. I didn't know a date. I didn't know a time. Nothing. It was so cold, you wouldn't believe it. But around Easter, it started melting. The snow was getting dark. And they gave us some pots. During daytime, you know, the sun melted. That's the way we had the water to drink. As it was getting summertime, we used to pick the berries.
What about animals in the forest?
You didn't see too many animals.
No.
Poland, it depends who. Not too many.
You said 40 below zero, you were living outside.
Right.
And you didn't have a lot of clothes.
I had a little coat that was sheepskin inside. And we built underground, and then we put dirt over and little trees. We fixed it so they will not know. Poland had a lot of forest.
So then what happens?
We took the boys to Bialystok. They had to amputate their legs. They had gangrene. I could tell something is not right. Mm-hmm. They couldn't stand up. The doctor said they didn't even have the aspirin. Nothing. I figured anybody was crippled, no chance to survive.
Yeah. What happened to the boys?
Oh, the boys, we never saw him. The Polak gave us the food. He said, why do you have to hide? Why don't you go to Bialystok? The Jews, tailors, working factories for the Germans. Well, I said, I got no choice. I went to Bialystok. And believe it or not, we had to put on the star, they let you in. But to get out, forget it. So I find my father's brother. He was so happy to see me. He still was in the ghetto, and he was demolishing buildings, you know, bringing a little firewood. They would let him in. And he smuggled in once in a while a loaf of bread, a little butter, whatever I could. 6-7 months I worked in the factory as a tailor. After 6-7 months, they decided they're going to liquidate Bialystok, Lodz, and Warsaw. Was left 3 big cities in Poland. They're going to liquidate, send them to the camps.
So then you...
Then my uncle, the women were separate. The man, he never saw his wife and 2 kids. And he was with me in Blizhin. Over there, I was trying to help him. Sometime I had a little extra food, give it to him. He worked as making house shoes. You know, by tailoring, but he was not a tailor. Mm-hmm. Tailoring I had to do. The Ukraine was wearing black uniform from Russia, and they decided they want to be volunteers. They gave him black uniforms, rubber sticks, not guns. Jews, you know, the shovel digging. Mm-hmm. They knocked them over the head, they just fell over. Mm-hmm. When I saw this, and I heard, they start on a loudspeaker. Schneiders, tailors, shoemakers, bricklayers, anything with a profession, step to the right. They see if you're a tailor. Take a symbol. I had to show him, you know. There's no right way. They saw it. So we went over. They sent us close to Lublin. That's close to Radom. Radom was the Polish soldiers' stone barracks. And believe it or not, they had electric over there. They put machines up and tables. They had a foreman. He cut it and he told us what to do. We're going to make not for the soldiers, but for the SS.
The SS, the protection squadron.
The uniform had to be done perfect.
Yeah, they reported directly to Hitler, didn't they?
Yeah, and believe it or not, I think 6 or 7 months we worked on the uniform. After this, we had to make civilian clothes. So that the guys start designing, taking measurement, making civilian suits.
How did that make you feel, that you were making German uniforms?
Well, you know how I felt, but you had to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And twice a day, they count us on the appeal place, naked. I said to Dr. Angerman, I came, how come I didn't catch pneumonia? He wrote a big biography about me.